Happy New Year. It's another Saturday in CCO Land when we talk home improvement. Thanks to Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. We're going to be doing that very thing. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, by all means, call us or text us. That one number will get you either a phone call or a text, 651-461-9226. Andy Lindis, good morning. Happy New Year to you and everybody at Lindis.
Back at you, Denny. Happy New Year. Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to add some moderating temperatures this week, and I'm always looking out for the Lindis crews and the homeowners, the customers as well, because I think you're going to be getting a lot of work done this week.
Yeah, looks like it's going to be a little bit nicer, and we should be able to accomplish most everything that we have planned. So it should. We're thankful this mild weather. Hopefully, it keeps up.
Yeah,
and I'm okay if we have one of those really mild, warmer than average winters, less snow than normal. But you know, I think that might be wishful thinking.
I was thinking, like a lot of folks do this time of year, they make New Year's resolutions, and I was just wondering if you have any tips on what homeowners might be thinking about keeping their home in order. I know we've talked about, and maybe with new listeners, they've never heard of that maintenance program that Lindis offers. Maybe you could talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it's we're going to spend the better part of a couple hours at your house. We're going to inspect the entire exterior and interior of your home. We're going to make sure that all of your windows and doors are operating and are adjusted properly. We're also going to want to talk to you about your mechanicals, your insulation, and everything. It really does give you a big picture look at what is entirely going on in your house. When we're done with that, we'll actually we'll have made a 3D model of your home that has a complete takeoff of all of your, like, you'll know exactly how much roofing you have, how much siding you have, every window and door size. So it really makes shopping in the future an online painless experience once you have that type of information. And you're getting a maintenance program. This is what we see, how long the things on the exterior of your house should last and what you have to do to maintain them to get the maximum life out of them. You know, a lot of these building materials are designed to last 30, 40, 50 years, but it does come with some minimum maintenance typically to get that span. So much so I've seen siding that is supposed to last for 30 years because it wasn't caulked right or sealed properly, have the proper flashing, that once it starts to deteriorate, it really spreads. That rock can get into your house and it can take the lifespan in half or even more than that in half and less than half. So that's just something, again, if we spend an hour or so a year maintaining our homes, we can put ourselves in the right spot. But the one thing that we keep finding is if you haven't, you know, really looked at your CO detectors or tested your CO detectors or smoke detectors in the last decade, you're going to want to do that. I mean, this is something that should be done every year. And what I like to do is this time of year, you know, there's a couple of things we need to do. One, check our smoke detectors and CO detectors because our furnace is going on. And I have, and Denny, you've been down this pathway before too.
Oh, boy.
You had to have the fire department out at your house when you had a carbon monoxide issue, and that if you don't have the proper detection systems in place, that can be deadly. So that's something you want to look at. And furnace filters. I put it this way. If I'm doing an inspection on somebody's house, it's really, really rare where I look at the furnace filter and it's not dirty. And when you ask people, like, when's the last time you changed this? They all kind of go, and look at you and look at each other and go, I think last year, like, I saw one so bad, Denny, I went to look for the furnace filter and it was gone.
Like, well, there was no filter at all.
Well, turns out it got so clogged, it got sucked into the furnace.
No kidding. So,
it's just something that should be changed and looked at pretty regular. And for me, when my furnace is running this time of year, that's something that's going to get changed monthly. And it should be a good clue to, you know, I've done it a few times where I've had the duct cleaners out But if your furnace, your filter is getting dirty pretty quickly, that is a clue to maybe have those people inspect it. And, you know, they have the really awesome cameras. They can put down all of your ductwork and show you exactly what's going on in there. And it does make a makes a difference in not only the dust in your house and the other things that can cause allergic reactions, but just saving on your filter and your furnace's life. Think of how much easier it is for a furnace to work when it has a proper filter in place. It's not trying to push that air through something way more restrictive than it should be, and it's cleaning the air that eventually you're going to be breathing.
That's really great advice, and you made me think back those 30 years ago when we had that incident here at our house. So check the smoke detectors, check the CO detectors, and those. It's kind of a good deal nowadays because those batteries are, you don't have to change them in the CO with their like 10-year life lifespan. Mm-hmm. It's just a good deal. You know what I'm thinking about doing, and maybe a lot of people are, after they got notices from their insurance companies, like holy mackerel, the rate increase. Not just me, a lot of people I've heard from. What would you suggest, you know, New Year's resolution? What would you suggest do if you haven't, maybe you don't even know who your insurance agent is, or you haven't talked to him or her in, you know, 10 years? What would you suggest doing if you're seeing a major rate increase?
Start shopping. And Denny, what I need to do with you is, you need to talk to your insurance agent and get the form to fill out. So a lot of these insurance companies have a form that has to go to your roofing professional. And I've had to do this a few times this year to verify the year we installed your roof and the type of shingles that are on your roof. Because the type of shingles that we put on your roof, Denny, are the best class 4 shingles in the country that you could possibly get. So I'm guessing you're due a 20% discount off your rates, which is,
you're kidding.
Which is real money. No,
yeah,
that's 20%. That can be, you know, that's $1,500 for a lot of people a year. So that's real money that the insurance companies know. Like they know that if it's not a class 4 shingle, it's only a matter of time before hail comes through and damages that roof. If we have any type of weather, since we, you know, our records are pretty good going back to the early 90s. And we have records that go back to, I think, 1979. I have some contracts that we have up in the rafters right now.
Sure.
But 98 on, we've had more and more hail that has come through. And so it's just a matter of time. And that's one of those things. The other thing is, go shopping. If you haven't talked to your insurance agent or don't know who your insurance agent is, go shopping. You know, you can go to all the big ones. I'm guessing you can price some things out online. But then go to places like the Canopy Group, which or NOAA Insurance out of the North Metro. Both of those companies are independent insurance agents that have multiple insurance companies that they can work to get you not only the best coverage, but the best deal on the money. And my experience is just from my customers that have insurance through Canopy or NOAA are better taken care of than a lot of the other customers with some of the bigger insurance companies. State Farm has been pretty good to deal with, but they're on their game, and they know, like, I've seen a lot of letters from like the State Farm people and the AmFam people of discontinued coverage because of age of roof. And that's just one of those things that you have to work your way through. But I just had really good luck with the independent agents and going to bid with, you know, 16 to 25 different insurance companies. Sure. Makes a difference. And the one thing I'm really excited about is the Hartford Group has a new premium insurance program that they're going to let you pick your contractor. They just, you know, if quality is really, really important to you, you can sign up for their program, and if you do get hail damage, they will pay to have it upgraded to a class 4 shingle. And there's certain coverages that are just much easier, a little less deductible, less overall out-of-pocket expense. But more importantly, whatever contractor you want to choose, it's not dictated on this is what the insurance price is. You get to go get estimates from your contractor, and the insurance company will pay for that. And that's just It's kind of neat. I know it's a test program. Last I heard, they were going to try to insure, I don't know if it was $100 million in value of homes to test this program out, but I'm pretty excited. And I think this is the way of the future. You're going to have a lot more choices as consumers when picking our homeowners insurance. And it's just something that we need to spend some time and talk to our agents and make sure we're all on the same page.
Yeah, that's a really good advice. Hang on, Andy. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm looking at a text that just simply wants you to address. All it says is ice dam causes and solutions. Let's have you talk about that when we come back. Any kind of a home improvement question, love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830, this is WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our home improvement show presented by Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. You have a project in mind. Keep in mind that that first visit always free. Call them. Call them this coming week in the new year. Resolution 844-9-LINDUS, L-I-N-D-U-S. Andy Lindus with us this morning as usual answering those questions. Before the break, Andy, the listener wanted you to address ice dams, their causes and solutions. I think that's a good general question. Let's talk about those. Where do they come from?
You know, that is a really good question, and they come from a variety of places, but more often than not, it's from some type of heat loss in your attic. Now, there's some southern-facing slopes with the normal freeze-thaw cycle that can start to melt, but typically that's going to warm up that entire edge. Where ice dams are occurring is what I want to think about, what people think about is the inside wall or the outside wall. The heat's coming up and melting the snow off on the roof, and it's draining down. And this is why people always think that it's the gutter's problem. It's the gutter's fault. The gutter's causing an ice dam. That the ice is usually occurring before it gets to the gutters. And where the biggest problem starts to occur is the standing water that the ice dam starts to create behind the dam. And what people have to keep in mind is that the gutter or the roofing system is designed to shed water, not hold water. So any type of standing water on your roof will typically lead to some type of leaking. But the way we attack these typically is looking inside the attic and trying to determine where the heat loss is coming from. A lot of times we can fix it there. But some homes are just designed in a way not to get enough insulation or ventilation into the attic system in order to, what we're trying to do is create an attic that's the same temperature as it is outside. If you do that, then the snow's not going to melt off your roof unless it's a natural warming phase or a southern exposure. And those are easy to deal with. A couple things to deal with them are either re-insulate your house, get rid of the heat loss. You can rake your roof, but you have to stay up on it. And just, you can't let like that fester. That's just something like every snowfall, you need to make sure you're raking the roof, because all it does is take one time, and now you're going to have to get a professional out with a steamer, or you're going to have to put some heat tapes up to create a channel. And for Pete's sake, please do not get on your roof with a chisel, a hammer, or an axe. I know we've talked about this a couple of weeks, but every year, Denny, I repair roofs that were damaged from somebody beating the ice off of it. And a couple of times it's been professionals. So it's just because they offer ice dam removal as a service doesn't mean that they're good at it. So just like any home improvement project, this is something you want to do your due diligence on. Check the reviews, talk to references, and if you can get a recommendation, all the better. That's just one of those things. And don't be afraid to get a couple estimates. There's a few different companies doing ice dam removals around the Twin Cities. So don't be afraid to talk to some people about what the upfront costs are and look at the reviews, because they're not all created equal. Just to keep that in mind. But if you can't get rid of the ice, you need to figure out a way to make a channel in the ice to get rid of the water. And we have a few different ways and techniques that we do it at Lindus Construction, the combination of heat tapes and steamers in order to accomplish that. Because, you know, sometimes these insulation projects, I just looked at one the other day, and really the only way to do it is, well, they need a new roof too. That added some expense to the project as well. But, you know, this project with the new roof, and because they have so much rot on the deck sheathing and maybe a little bit in the rafter tails, and all the insulation had some rodent issues as well. So it all has to be vacuumed out, and then we're going to air seal it. But that project's going to get close to $50,000, Denny, when it was all said and done. And
wow,
boy, if it would have been just insulated properly and vented properly, one, this 15-year-old roof would be in way better shape. What people don't understand is a poorly ventilated attic system or a poorly insulated attic system can really bring down the life of your shingles. So that's why venting is very, very important. In fact, in order for me to put the 50-year warranty on the GAF shingles, we have to make sure that it's properly ventilated and prove that in the warranty process to GAF. There's this documentation. We have to document that so they know. Otherwise, they won't sign off on the 50-year warranty. So it's, again, I'm talking, if it would have been done right 15 years ago, it would have been about $4,000 or $5,000. Because it wasn't done right, this project now is probably going to exceed $50,000. That's just something to keep in mind. And roofing's not cheap, and insulation's not cheap. But again, maintaining and doing it right on the front end is way cheaper than having to deal with it on the back end.
And heating and cooling costs are not getting any cheaper besides all of that.
No, for sure.
So, Andy, would you recommend, getting back to the listener's question about ice dam causes, I would call Lindus. And that, again, I mentioned that first visit always free, but have someone come out and check out your attic, right? I mean, it's easy. Yeah, you get a lot of good information there.
And don't be surprised if my people go up there and be like, hey, you're in really good shape. Because we hear that all the time, and I get reviews and comments from customers pretty regular that, hey, nice person came to my house. They told me everything that was going on. They got up my attic and told me I didn't need to do anything. I just wanted to say thank you for sending out such a high quality person. We don't, Denny, we're busy. Like right now,
you don't need to fake the work. No.
We don't need to fake the work. So yeah, it's a free estimate, and you got nothing to lose, and you're going to be much better off at least knowing what's going on up there when we're done.
Boy, I tell you, it really made such a difference in our house over the years when Lindus did that whole thing. Not only the great shingles, but the insulation project. All right, we need to take a quick break. Have a look at that forecast. We could have a little bit of iffy weather come tomorrow here in the Twin Cities. We'll talk about that. And certainly if you have any kind of a home improvement question, we'll have time for yours. 651-461-9226. For News Talk 830, this is WCCO. And welcome back to this portion of our home improvement show, presented, of course, by Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. Give them a call this coming week, 844-9-LINDUS. You can get on the web, lindusconstruction.com, whatever project you may have in mind. Andy, I was going to ask you, Andy Lindus back, of course, what have been folks calling? We always say this is a great time of year for people preparing. Maybe they want Lindus to come out with a new deck, or they want new siding or new windows, or great Marvin windows. What have you seen or heard that people are calling Lindus about during this winter season?
Well, the ice dams have been a big theme at Lindus Construction for the last month, it seems like, and insulation inspections, as well as window and door inspections. But there are quite a few people looking at three-season porches and decks and outdoor living spaces that they want to be able to enjoy all summer long. And those are pretty smart people. Like those projects, they take some time, and the good craftsmen in the Twin Cities are usually pretty busy and booked up. I know our spring schedule is getting pretty full already, so it's only a matter of time before I'm booking projects in June and July and not April and May. And so it's a great time to plan, and if you want to enjoy that outdoor living space the entire, you know, outdoor season, which, you know, in Minnesota can be March to October, or it could be just the month of July. We don't know yet, but we'll see when we get there. It's a good time of year to start the planning of any project, but the majority of phone calls that we're getting are windows and doors and insulation right now.
All right, that makes sense. What is Andy Lindus or Lindus going to be testing as far as products coming down the pike here. You had mentioned a couple of things in recent shows. Anything new, decking, any other ideas that you're going to check out?
Well, you know, I will have a better idea of that at the end of this month and the end of February as well, because this year I am going to the International Building Expo. I'm going to RoofCon. I'm going to the International Building Expo, International Remodeler Expo. I will be doing some things with the GAF convention as well. And so I will have talked to most vendors around the Twin Cities and kind of an exciting time. You get to see the new products, the new tools, and like always, we're pretty early adopters. But for us to offer to our customers, it's something that we'll have tested ourselves or from a manufacturer that we really, really trust. Now, the really cool part is, and they haven't shown them to me yet, they told us about these new colors coming down the pike from GAF 4 or 5 months ago. But then they made me promise not to talk to my supplier or ask my supplier because they don't even know yet. And I'm hopeful over the next couple of weeks I'll get to see what those new colors and styles are from GAF. But from all sounds of it, the people that have seen it at GAF are pretty excited about it. So that makes me pretty excited. But I might be, you know, a little bit of a rarity. Not many people get excited over roofing, but I am definitely one of those guys. So I'm excited to go to all these shows and expos and really start to see anything new coming down the pike. I really think that last year we saw some product lines getting lifted and most of the manufacturers are able to keep up. So all of their lines are available and we'll see how this winter goes. I'm going to be making the circuit though and run around and trying to make some deals and partnerships, and I'll definitely keep you all informed on what we're seeing out there.
Excellent. I know you will. That is kind of an exciting time for you and for us, too. Here's something that we had to do. I had to do many, many years ago when we moved into this house. This comes from Barb in Minneapolis. She says, I have a, quote, permanent filter on my furnace. I'm supposed to take it out and clean it, but in the winter, when I can't take it out and hose it down, it's a challenge. Can I replace it with disposable filters? Well, yes.
Yeah, I think you just have to get the proper size. So
yep,
you should be able to take that out, or you know, maybe try cleaning it in a bathtub. It might not be as easy as, you know, taking it outside, but you might be able to clean it there. I've always stayed away from those filters just from this reason. You know, maybe it's the laziness in me, but I didn't want to take a 30-second job and turn it into an ordeal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, now, that was when we bought the house all those years ago. That was in, I think, Honeywell made it at the time. And it just broke many years ago. Anyway, yeah, I use a 16 by 25, I think, is the dimension. Exact fit and change it. I change it a lot more often than the recommended with this dusty house. But, yeah, Barb, you can do that. Any big box store or hardware store, you check it out. You can definitely replace it. All right. I'm not going to mention, Andy, the insurance company. It doesn't really matter in this case. But this texter said, kind of goes back to our insurance discussion. Texter says, we had a 45-year shingle installed on our house back in 1999. We were with ABC type of insurance company, and they didn't care about the quality. Because it was over 26 years old, they would not cover it. So we canceled them. I wonder if a lot of people aren't going to be at least reviewing their insurance with these changes lately. I mean, some of them you've quoted, we've quoted you or you have mentioned some pretty major increases, right?
Anywhere from 20% to 60%. I've even had some customers where their deductibles have doubled or tripled. It's across the board, but the one with one theme, the rates have gone up. Now, this particular project, it's a 45-year shingle that was installed 26 years ago. So, you know, it's on the latter part of its life. And the 50-year shingle we make today, is way different than the 45-year shingle that we installed in 1999. And I'm guessing that was, I can only really think of one manufacturer that had a 45-year shingle, and it was Elk, which GAF eventually bought and now own. But it's different. If it was a 26-year-old class 4 shingle, I don't think your insurance company would have the same attitude. But the fact is, we didn't have class 4 shingles in 1999, or not a lot of them anyways. So it doesn't have any type of impact rating. If it did have an impact rating and it was installed as a certified fortified roof, which really takes into wind protection, the insurance companies will still cover you. And no matter how old it is, as they should, because they know that it is where I really hope it doesn't get to this, but like Florida, you have to have your roof inspected every 5 or 10 years now in order to keep your coverage. And I really hope this isn't where this is all going. But I really think that is where it's going. This is why I don't like it. I don't want to force people to have somebody come out, pay, you know, somebody every 5 years a couple $100 to come out and recertify your roof. But the grand scheme of things, if that's what keeps our rates from going up 20% or 30%, then so be it. Because I really don't like the fact that we've replaced a couple of the roofs that we replaced this year, Denny, because the insurance company wouldn't cover them. The 20-year-old roof that isn't leaking, that should be able to be on there for another 5 or 10 years without causing any problems, but they cannot receive insurance, homeowners insurance, without a new roof. And if you have a mortgage on your house, you're kind of behind the eight ball there, that you have to do this or you're going to find yourself in trouble with the mortgage company and your insurance company. It's not fun to see people get forced to do something they don't want to do.
No. Again, if you haven't talked to your insurance person, do so. Find out who it is if you haven't spoken with them. That may have changed. Andy, as you know, from time to time, we hear on CCO Me talking about Linda's Construction. There's certain deals that can be had this month of January. 75% off installation labor on Infinity by Marvin windows. Those great windows by Marvin. But also, you guys are offering a free heat map analysis with an insulation estimate. For folks that don't know, what is that? What is a heat map analysis?
Well, we're going to use infrared imaging and a variety of other diagnostic tools inside your attic and around your house to really tell you what's going on, where your heat loss is happening, what type of R value and attic air sealing you have going on. And we're going to want to look at your basement as well. A lot of times that's where the problems are. It can be around the rim or. Sorry, Denny, you still there?
Oh, yeah, I thought we lost you.
Sorry, I thought I lost you too there. So it really is a comprehensive look at all things insulation and ventilation around your house with a variety of diagnostic tools, including our infrared imaging, that really tells us this time of year where the heat loss is coming at or where the cold is coming in. So we can really not only try to make it the most comfortable home, but the most energy efficient home possible, or maybe it's a do nothing. But besides the free heat map analysis, right now, if you decide that you want us to do an insulation project for the first time ever, we are offering a discount on insulation as well. So besides the free heat map analysis, you're getting a 10% discount on insulation, which, like I said, some of these projects get up over $20,000. So you're looking at a $2,000 discount that we've never offered before, that I know my people are pretty excited about offering. But I did some good purchasing over the last 6 months and was able to make some deals on our insulation that we can offer right to our customers.
Oh, that is a great deal. And I tell you what, if you need windows, I mentioned it before, those Marvin windows are great. I can't imagine if you get all new insulation and you need new windows, whether it's 1 or 10 or whatever, you talk about another insulation. I mean, those windows are so great, and they're so quiet, aren't they?
They are. And what I like best about them is, you know, the way the low E coatings are put on our Infinity windows. That really does allow for some solar heat gain this time of year. As the sun gets lower in the horizon, the more solar heat gain is allowed to come into the room. Like we've talked about, I have one room on my shed. I built a lean-to off the side of my man cave garage, and that's our workout room, which in this past year, I didn't make it into that room as much as I have in years past, and that has to change, but that's neither here nor there. What's best about this room is, like, when we have those below 0 days, I've gone into that room where the in-floor heat is set at 70 degrees, and it'll be 72 or 73 degrees in that room, and it's below zero outside. And it's a 40-foot wall that's basically all Infinity windows. I purposely ordered the largest window Infinity would make because the larger the window is, the easier it is to fail, and the closer the panes of glass get to at the center, which can lead to condensation issues. I've never had condensation issues. I've never had a worry about any of the windows in that room. No, granted, this is an in-floor heat room with spray foam ceiling and spray foam walls. Or the walls are either spray foamed or Infinity windows. And I'm telling you, it's the most energy efficient window that Linus Construction has ever dealt with.
Yeah. And local company, too. All right, we need to take a break. Let's invite our listeners to join in here in the last remaining minutes of the show. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, we'll pick up on some text questions we didn't get to yet. 651-461-9226 from Newstalk 830. This is WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to the remaining minutes of our home improvement show presented every week by Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. You can give them a call. Do so this coming week, 844-9-LINDUS, L-I-N-D-U-S, or on the web, certainly, at lindusconstruction.com. Andy, here's another text that came in a bit ago. Texter says, we have moved into a 13-year-old townhome and had to replace the furnace. Previous owners had dogs that shed. We were thinking of having the air ducts cleaned, but HVAC professionals who installed the new furnace recommended against it, as sometimes it stirs up debris and particles and sometimes does more harm than good. They want your thoughts on duct cleaning.
You know, I've heard that as well. Like the same token with the ice dam removal conversation we were having earlier, not all duct cleaners are created equal. Doing your due diligence on the front end and not just going with the cheapest, you know, person you could find online probably puts you in a better spot, making sure you're getting people that are recommended. And don't be afraid to ask the HVAC people if it had anybody they would recommend. Like the good ones I've seen and used in the past, I'm seeing camera systems that and what they did before and after to those ducts. And it was pretty significant. Now, I do know that on one of my properties that I had this done on, the filter got really dirty afterwards. And I had to change the filter a couple of times over that next month in order to keep up with it. I just wanted to make sure. So you are blocking, you know, moving some debris around. But, you know, it's, again, in the grand scheme of things, I don't know what can get knocked into the furnace to hurt it. Maybe an HVAC professional can tell us. But if your ducts are really, really dirty, I wouldn't hesitate using a duct cleaning service. But I would want to talk to there's a reason why I don't know what kind of furnace they put in, why the HVAC professional would say that, outside of maybe they've seen it go bad a couple of times where something did happen. Yeah. Or it knocked an actual duct loose. I've seen that where they've done it bad and they've wrecked the ducts themselves. That should be pretty easy to inspect while they're doing the project.
Yeah. Now, didn't you, when you had a found kids' toys and such?
Yeah. The General Lee, the Dukes of Hazzard matchbox car from when I was a kid, we found inside the ducts and part of a He-Man. Now, I wasn't the full He-Man figurine. It was just part of a He-Man. Maybe that's why I got thrown down the vent, but We did find a few different things, and I found my cousin Ricky's baby picture and my grandfather's obituary, a clipping from the newspaper. So, yeah, it's we found a variety of things in the walls. And that's the funnest part of remodeling is you get to dig into things. And when you live in a house like I do, like this was my grandma's house, was a house that I grew up in. My mom and dad purchased it from my grandmother in like 1981. And I want to say 2007, I purchased it from my parents and immediately remodeled the kitchen, found evidence of an old fire that I had no idea about when my mom had the house. And I got to see where an old staircase was. And what was neat was when we got into the remodeling, the dimensions of the 2x4 were actually 2x4 and they were oak. So this old 4-square farmhouse has oak studs in the walls, which is something you don't run across very often and makes me hopeful that should one of my children buy it or my grandchildren buy it, this should be, you know, if I do my due diligence and remodel this house and keep up to the maintenance, it should be 4, 5, 6 generations of Lindis's living there.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, it's just too much history to let it go to somebody else.
It's almost like a time capsule, the way you describe it.
Yes.
This text, Andy, comes from Jolene, was wondering if you can install a metal roof without removing the current shingled roof.
Yes, you can. If all you're factoring in is the weight that you're putting on the roof. However, it's something I wouldn't recommend. And it's the, you know, could you paint a rusty car? Yes. Yes, you can. Will it last as long as it should? No, no, it will not. It makes more sense to remove everything, put down the proper underlayment, fix any rotten wood or anything that's going on the roof, and then put the metal roof over there. The grand scheme of things, the cost is not that much greater to do that. I'd at least get an estimate for both ways. Unless you're just thinking about doing this yourself and it's a temporary thing, possibly. But, you know, I've been on roofs where you're removing layer after layer after layer of shingles. There was one roof, Denny, had 2 layers of asphalt shingles and 2 layers of cedar shakes on it. And we filled up a lot more dumpsters than we anticipated. And we added a lot of time on there. But what was worse is we got down to the underlayment and there was barely any and there was lots of rot. And we ended up resheeting that entire roof before we put on the new roof. And just if it's a temporary thing, great. But if all you're going to do is give yourself 5 years because things start to deteriorate underneath it, I would want to inspect, at least get in your attic and look at what's going on in there and try to look at the sheeting before you do that. It's just not something I personally would do, and it's not something that we offer to customers, overlays like that, because one of the things that I think the most important part of my job, Denny, we've talked about this on numerous occasions, is making sure that the next person that sits in my seat isn't dealing with a bunch of failing products that we put on the roof. And we just know that the best way to do it is to remove everything, put down the proper underlayment, nice and water shield, and then put the roofing over the top.
Andy, I know we just have less than 2 minutes to go on the show, but I'm looking at a comment. Not a home improvement question, listener says, but a comment I thought you would find amusing. Every remodel project I've done in my home, texter says, I've put a $5 bill in the wall with a note saying, I always wanted to find money in the walls. Well, now you have. And then I date the time of the remodel. There's a fun
awesome.
Guide. Yeah, that's great.
That's great. And just think of, you know, 20, 30 years from now, that gets found. And hey, who knows? Maybe $5 worth is worth $500 20 years from now. Or maybe we're using money that doesn't even exist.
Isn't that true?
20 years from now. Yeah, like we don't know where it's going to go, but like, what a cool find.
It was. That was a fun to read. Andy, in less than a minute, texter wants to insulate with spray foam himself. And it kind of goes on. But what would you recommend? What cautionary tale here in 30 seconds would you tell this person? If you're going to do it yourself, do this or don't do that.
Practice on a piece of scrap wood. Use closed cell. Make sure you have the proper safety equipment and masks on while you do it. Make sure it's a well-ventilated area. Do your research. Make sure that the surface is 40 degrees. And do not spray on the metal or anything condensation because it will shrink and pull away from the actual metal itself. I see this happen a lot in garage areas. And if you're trying to do like a pole barn, what you're going to want to do is put down some sheets over the top, some like a house wrap or tar paper onto the metal before you spray foam it.
Sounds good. Andy, happy new year. Let's do this again next week.
Sounds great, Danny. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Yeah, if you have a project in mind, I mentioned it earlier, give him a call this coming week, 844-9-LINDIS, L-I-N-D-U-S, or online at lindisconstruction.com. Danny Long, thank you for listening. Thank you, Ryan Purpich, for producing this show, as usual. We'll talk to you next week. And be aware of that weather tomorrow. We could get some freezing rain and sleet. Stay with us. News Talk 830 WCCO.